Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. The pals are Artura.
Hello everyone.
And Gozogoz.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Ace. In today's episode, we're talking about the first two episodes of Granblue Fantasy the Animation, released in 2017. Gorz chose this one because Granblue Fantasy Relink literally just came out. So we figured since this is timely, the first two episodes, as they were released as a special, covered the Sengoku Tenzin Eru arc, which is, you know, part of the game. So it's basically an OVA in itself. So that's why we're covering this. It was produced by A1 Pictures, the studio behind Fairy Tail, lots of Persona anime, and Nier Automata V1.1A, which we covered three episodes of on this podcast. Granblue Fantasy the Animation currently has a My Animalist score of 6.62. It's based on the MMORPG mobile game Granblue Fantasy, developed by Cygames in 2014 and released only in Japan, and it's apparently still running. I was surprised to hear that.
Why were you surprised? Are mobile games like basically infinite at this point?
Well, it's just that there was that Western release of a mobile game that was announced as it's coming out on this date and shutting down on this date.
Okay, I know what you mean now.
Like in the same post. Thanks to all of our worldwide fans. It's starting this and finishing this. Oh, well. Won't bother playing it.
Don't forget to sign up for the release, though, because, you know, you'll be able to use your items for a couple of days. Or I'm pretty sure it was months, though, Joseph said, but still.
It was a few months. Yeah. I honestly shouldn't be surprised. I mean, yes, it's a mobile game, but mobile games have a bigger market in Japan. And yes, it was 2014, but Star Trek Online is 11 years old, and I literally played that this morning.
Yeah, do you see? Mobile games have, like, their own capability to survive things in a way that, you know, other types of genres don't tend to, which I've always found shocking, but here we are with Genshin Impact. Sorry, Genshin Impact.
It's called Granblue Fantasy.
No, I'm talking about the other anime.
So my summary for this is: an airship explosion embroils a villager in a plot to save the world. Artura, what do you have?
I really like yours. Well, mine was, after a renegade of the Empire gets caught in her escape plan with a prisoner, it's sent for her and a young man from a nearby village to find a way to save his and the prisoner's lives.
Okay, and goes.
When the evil Empire empires its way over bumfuck nowhere while holding a magic girl prisoner, lives will change and adventures will begin.
Yep, that works.
I have a question. Why are empires always evil? Like, why?
That's a good question, because Japan's an empire, isn't it?
Yeah.
Britain was an empire. It was evil. Rome was an empire. It was evil.
That means Japan is evil.
No, but they made anime. That's impossible.
So the anime opens on Catalina murdering some knights while escaping with Lyria. They're almost immediately ambushed by someone holding a gem in a bottle, which seems to hurt Lyria. Lyria looks at the gem, and it smashes the bottle before exploding, blowing the side of the ship off somehow before Lyria falls out through said hole. She was between the gem and the ship wall, so she should have been just smushed into paste against the wall.
Humans are more resilient than walls. It's a very well-known fact.
Okay, then it should have been a Lyria-shaped hole in the wall, not a blaster hole in the wall, and then Lyria falls out.
But here's the thing, that's not the most unrealistic thing that happens here. So, you know, is that really the thing we're going to fight about right now?
Yes.
Oh, you mean like magic?
Hey, magic is... Psycho power is definitely real.
Oh shit, it was purple magic, so it was psycho power.
Lyria falls from the airship that they're on before disappearing like Q from Star Trek. And then we get the opening titles with a pretty good chill song.
I really like this one, I'm not going to lie. It was really enjoyable. I think it's one of the ones I've most liked so far.
We open back on a peaceful village where Gran is chopping wood with Aaron before being joined by Vryn, a dragon-looking not Pokemon.
Not Pokemon, not Lizard.
Not Lizard. They see an airship flying overhead nearby. It's actually the airship that we were just aboard, because there's an explosion and something shiny falls into the local forest. Gran and Vryn rush off to check it out and spot it near the shrine, but they're not supposed to go near the shrine.
Oh no.
So Gran goes over and finds Lyria, thanks to the glowing gem on her chest.
Which conveniently stops glowing as soon as we can properly see her.
He wakes her and she winds up explaining that she was in a dark room for a long time before Catalina tried to help her escape. Gran offers to help her look for Catalina, but first they should return to the village. But then the knights find them and Gran fights them off, but one sets off a flare gun. Though it handily also alerts Catalina to where Lyria is, so does that.
More proof that flare guns are absolutely worthless as a tool.
Are they a great way for the plot to move forward?
That's a good point. Every enemy should have a flare gun.
Two episodes of people looking around the forest for Lyria. As Gran and Lyria run, she mentions the Erst Empire, which Gran isn't exactly thrilled about. As more knights surround them, Catalina arrives and fights off a few of them before the heroes make their escape. Catalina says that she has a small airship quite a distance away, then explains to Gran the sequence that we saw before the credits. Gran offers to escort the pair to the airship and they set off. They come across some knights threatening to murder a child and murder the knights instead. Leaving the child and their adult, the protagonists are almost immediately ambushed by the same dude from the airship. He was closest to the explosion that blew a hole in the airship. How is he still alive?
He had a lot of endurance or constitution. I don't know which stat.
Psycho power.
No, the gem was psycho power.
But wasn't he holding the gem, or am I remembering that wrong?
He was holding the gem, and then it smashed out, and it left, like, it was away from him, but still close enough to have killed him.
No, because we all know you can't die by your own power.
Okay. I'll accept that. Catalina finally names him Captain Pommern, who goes on to summon a five-headed dragon. It charges past, grabs Gran, and kills him. The dragon is then ignored for a few minutes while the other protagonists mourn him, and Pommern gloats they got off lightly as Lyria could destroy the planet. Lyria then powers up.
Does she go Super Saiyan?
This guy was the twirliest mustache twirling villain that ever twirled.
Yes, he was. She doesn't destroy the planet, though. Instead, she resurrects Gran by giving her power to him. At least that's what she says. Pommern tries to stop her by using another one of those exploding crystals, but it's too late as Gran gets up. At the shrine where Gran found Lyria, balls of light begin to form and rise. Pommern tells the dragon, named Hydra, to attack, but Gran and Lyria summon Bahamut. The balls of light descend and form into said dragon, and the episode ends.
Yeah, I wish it didn't. I wish it was there was no break.
Well, we know you like this one.
I mean, I like the first episode more than the second one.
Oh, spoilers!
The second episode picks back up immediately with the Hydra attacking Bahamut before being obliterated by the dragon, which also nukes part of a mountain range in the distance.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I can't be the only one that was worried. I know, right? I was like, wait a minute. And the explosion just happened so close to the village that I was so worried everyone had just died. I was like, oh, that's it. This is how Gran has to leave the village.
No, don't worry. We already established there is no friendly fire.
Right. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Pommern orders a retreat and the knights leave. And Lyria pulls Bahamut into the gemstone on her chest before Gran collapses. He has a flashback to reading a letter from his father some years ago and talking about it to Vryn, and then arguing about it with Aaron. See, that's the reason I mentioned the guy's name, because he is brought up again. I figured he was going to be named once and then ignored for the rest of the series.
I got the same feeling, don't worry.
Gran wakes up in bed and finds Lyria had been watching over him. Vryn and Catalina join them in Gran's bedroom, and Catalina confirms that the Empire has withdrawn from the island for now. She then confirms that magic cannot raise the dead, but Lyria's power can. Apparently, her power comes from primal crystals, and because Bahamut was sleeping on the island, that's how she summoned it. And that's something that only the astrals could do before they disappeared hundreds of years ago. But Lyria isn't an astral. She's just a rando with amnesia that can do it. Something only astrals can do. Totally not an astral.
Pretty sure that's still not confirmed in the game.
Hey, you could very easily not... How do you know that astrals don't look like flying lizards?
It's not a lizard.
Oh, damn it. It's a Pokemon, right?
Lyria tells Gran that she merged her life force with him, and that's what brought him back. That means that they can't go too far apart, otherwise he might just drop dead. You know, again. The protagonists attend a feast held in their honour, and announce to everyone's surprise that Gran is leaving with them to find the Island of Astrals. Aaron is the only one who is upset, and I'm sure that there's a boil of dejection that explains it. The next day, Gran's up, and they reach Catalina's small airship, eventually making it into the air, and their adventure begins. End of episode.
And that takeoff reminded me of, like, the Monty Python skit, where they have, like, a guy with a flying machine on his back.
I don't recall that one.
It's like, you see the guy flying, like, first he runs, like, across a grassy field, jumping, trying to start the machine, and then you see him, like, flying across the screen, and then camera turns to reveal that he was falling down, and there's, like, a beach full of people with flying machines.
Well, it kind of bothered me that she said, oh, well, I landed it fine. Like, are you not cleared to fly one of these things? What are you doing, say, inviting people with you?
I mean, landing is much easier, right? Sure, that you don't... Like, you can land it and it cannot survive. I've done that plenty of times. You can park a car into a wall.
It was like a great subversion. She can land the thing, but she can't take off.
Actually, that's true. Usually it's, how do you land this thing, rather than how do you fly this thing? So, was it a good adaptation?
Yes.
Well, of course it's still going. Yeah, am I still going? I just realized.
Yeah, it's still going. I actually forgot to look up gameplay for this, so I don't know like what how one-to-one it is.
So, basically the gameplay is kind of turn-based combat. I think it's, from what I understood, it's more of those idle games that you start to fight and then your characters kind of like fight, and I'm not sure if you can pick which enemies there are, but it seems to follow the story basically one to one. You fight the Hydra, you die, then you get resurrected. But Catalina said you almost died today, which kind of confused me, but they did summon Bahamut, so you know, I'm pretty sure it's from what I got to see both in the anime and the gameplay, it was basically almost a one-to-one recreation of the events.
Okay. So, Artura, is it a Yata, a Nani, or a Baka?
I think for me it was a Yata. I like the animation. I like the story. I really like that it feels very creative in some of the aspects that it has, but my only issue with it is that it feels kind of okay, like not really much has happened to make it really stand out from anything else we've seen. It's just an anime set in a fantasy world.
Yeah, that's fair. And Goes?
Yeah, for me it's Sayata. I think my only issue is that like it starts exciting and then it kind of slows down.
It's this dragon and it rips its bindings off, it unleashes a powerful attack, and then they have something to eat and go.
Yeah, and it feels like the first episode, the second episode was more like first episode material, and the second episode is more second episode material, but I understand why the order had to be that way, but then just make a longer pilot episode is kind of like the feeling I got.
Or skip the boy love subplot. I can see that neither of you agree that plot should have been dropped.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Aaron loves Gran.
Yeah, the drama that they kind of like both endure. I mean, I do agree, but I get the feeling that they're setting up for something more with Aaron later down the line. I don't know, maybe I've been watching too many things, but he gives me serious, like, misunderstood villain vibes later on. It's like, oh, how dare you abandon me?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if it's just because, oh, you know, don't leave me, I'm your friend, then okay, I definitely agree, let's skip it. But for now, it's definitely giving me more vibes of, you know, he's supposed to make more of a purpose later on than what we're privy to at the moment.
I also thought it was Yata. It's decently animated. I didn't really feel there was anything wrong with it, just maybe a bit slow on the second episode. So does it deserve its My Animalist score of 6.62?
I mean, I think so. I liked it. I didn't love it. And I feel like the first two episodes definitely, I like the animation, but I do have the problem of it feeling a bit too cookie cutter for me, which, again, it's not that much of an issue, but it's kind of like within the 6.5 range that I agree with.
It's maybe a bit low. Like, maybe go with 7.
Well, I thought, well, based on these two, I'd probably rate it a bit higher, but the score is based on the show as a whole, so that might sour the experience.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, because it's already starting kind of slow. I wonder how it's going to continue. And like, because it does have like a lot of downtimes that I can see how if it goes on for longer, it's definitely going to be something you need to lower.
Well, if you want to see more of this story, then make sure to check out the Game Grin streams on twitch.tv/GameGrin, where Gauze played through Grand Blue Fantasy Relink. It's the same story, right?
It's like way, way ahead. I'm pretty sure. It has like story like fate episodes that give you the backstory of different characters, including this.
Is it just the first two episodes, Gran and Lyria?
No, because at the point in the story that the game that Drilling is. Like, they have a full crew, and like they have fate episodes for each character, so it's like how they join the crew, which is the episode 3 of this animation would be meeting Rackham, the helmsman, and getting the ship.
That's really cool, actually. I really like when games, or forms of media rather, because it's not only a game thing, give more importance to the side characters, that they're just not faceless entities that pop up every once in a while, but they really have more of an importance within the story. So that sounds really awesome.
It's a bit strange that they chose to release that in the West when it's like the only Grand Blue thing released in the West. It's a story in progress. It's like when they used to release PlayStation games, the like original PlayStation games, and the first one in English would be like Monster Rancher 2, and it'd just be called Monster Rancher, even though it was the second game and it's already in progress.
They used to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so upsetting. Why would he do that?
We'll release the latest game, call it the first game, and that's good enough.
No, that's just disrespectful.
I think Ruling, and there was also Grand Blue Fantasy Versus Rising that released like 3 months ago. Like, that also has a story mode, and I think they do good job of like, you don't feel like you're missing a lot of information. Like, you can look at the backstory at the Fate episodes to get more context, but you don't need it. There's not a lot of exposition that you feel like you don't get.
Yeah, because it always sucks when you're lost. I don't. This is one of the issues I have with some bigger like RPG titles, is that when you get thrown into the world, you feel kind of lost in the middle of nowhere. And it's happened a couple of times in this anime where I'm like, wait, but what's happening? Not this anime, sorry. In this podcast where I'm like, wait, but what's happening? Where am I? Who am I? Who's the evil people? And we don't... Sorry, really loud motorcycle passing by. When they don't explain very well what's happening in the world and story, it feels really discombobulating and disconnected, and it really sucks for trying to get into the story overall. So I'm really glad to hear that they do at least a good enough job at ensuring that you don't feel lost.
Now we're talking about the games, but Relink was really well paced for a story that's like... That's it's not the beginning of the story, essentially. Relink is a game of the year, by the way.
And well, find out where that story started in Granblue Fantasy, the animation, which we all rated a yatta.
The interesting thing is that leading up to the release, the Cygames, the developer, made like several episodes of the anime available on their YouTube channel, so you could watch that and learn about the story. But then they removed them, so...
Well, that's stupid. I was about to go check out the comments to see how it was received.
They removed the episodes after the game release.
Oh, well, I'm sure you can find this anime in tons of legal places. That brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you for joining me, Arturo and Gauze.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, thank you.
And thank you to listening to the Pals Anime Lounge, and better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GamingGrin.com, find us on social media, or listen to the Grincast podcast. And until next time, game on.